Okay, so it's really wonderful journey of Reuben and how now his mom also is really blessed and enlightened and moving forward with God. So great to hear this. Today is 13th of here, February 2000. 25. The weather, sunny day, really wonderful sunny day, and 76 high and 50 low, and right now 57 centigrade, maximum 24, minimum 10, and 14. Patrick and Christelle from France, Grenoble, France, were supposed to arrive here early morning. It's almost 9 p.m. I mean 9 a.m. 8:59 a.m. They would have arrived here like 7 a.m. But their flight that they were taking, the first leg, Lyon, is the nearest airport to Patrick Christel's home, to Istanbul. Due to heavy snow in Istanbul, that flight got canceled. And doing the rerouting, that they got the new flight, and that was Lyon to Paris and Paris to Delhi. So they would be now arriving India 11:45 p.m. So that was a little change, but thanks be to God, always God has the best. You don't have to go to the negative side at all. Thanks be to God. All things work together for good to them that love God and who are called according to His wonderful will and heart and purpose. And God is our daddy. Daddy takes care, like Kathy shared, minutely. He watches over us. And He is the one who is working in us continually, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And Father's good pleasure is always the best. So we are very, very thankful to this wonderful Daddy God who is always be with us. He's so intimately and passionately and with his whole heart personally be with us. He just want us to be happy, happy and blessed. And he's showing us his righteous way, and he has given us his this ultimate ability, the Spirit of God, the best, the most essential capability, which was lost. Mankind became handicapped and lost the ability to live life. So that continued for many thousands of years. And however, loving Father had planned the ultimate plan before the foundation of the world to deliver us out from that position through our wonderful brother and Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And he has done it. So now we have the Spirit of God. As our wonderful Jesus said before ascension, that now the focus is when that Spirit of God comes, then use it. Lambano, use it. Then you are going to shine. You're going to enjoy life. You will impact individuals, persons near you, around you, and onto the uttermost parts of the world. So we have been given this ability, incredible ability. For example, speaking in tongues is so powerful. incredibly powerful that I received this spiritual ability wherein I can pray absolutely perfectly, absolutely precisely, and to speak with the Father, and the Father's to be able to reply and be able to receive that. And this ability, one of the nine abilities, is incredible powerful. The other ones too, but this we can do as much as we want to do, because we don't have to think, and we can keep speaking. The spirit in God in me, my ability, my spirit, never gets tired or figure out what else to speak, what else to say. Unlimitedly, I can speak directly to the Father, loving Father, and Father loves to have communication with me. So I am speaking to Him. It's not like, oh, my spirit is speaking to Him, separate from my person, but it's my person. This is my true being. And God brought us this ability, gave us not only this ability, but also to be able to receive wisdom, much more than Solomon, the King Solomon received. We are able to do, like Jesus, He received it. So Jesus's exhortation at the end, He's gonna go. And the apostles might not be really thinking like that, aware of that, really realizing like that. But that particular last moments, He says, okay, you could focus on politics and this and that. And of course, that is nice to have an independence of Israel. But the Father, He knows when it shall be. But the main focus, the main joyful focus is that shortly you're going to receive this ability when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you're going to be new man. You're going to change. You're going to rule. You become ruler of the creation from the right hand of God. Of course, Jesus didn't speak up to that, reveal up to that point, or the Jews and Gentiles are going to be one body, wasn't revealed yet. But the incredible, the transformation of a person who only had the old man to receive the new man, the real man, to become a real man. So that was the wonderful, last, incredible exhortation from our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the time to take advantage. God wants us to take advantage, use this ability. And I just received a WhatsApp message with a photo from Rahul, who is an overseer in Bihar, of a baby. It's not just baby. I think it's from the photo, it seems like she is, let's see, not exactly newborn, but could be 6 months, something like that, five, six, seven, eight, I cannot say. But and the audio testimony I heard about this baby girl, infant girl, she had trouble in her heart. This person said Peeth. So Rubin, is Peeth also refers like heart? Something like that? Anyway, so had to...
Sir, Peeth is...
What could be?
I think pancreas.
Or somewhere, core organ. And needed to be operated. So underwent an operation and the baby died. So the family, they are going to do the burial of the traditional way. However, the mother's sister, aunt, I have to re-listen, aunt or sister, was a believer, and she encouraged her, as God inspired that believer woman, minister healing, and the baby came back life. And I have the photo of that now alive baby. We have this incredible capability, ability to give life, such as I have give I thee, like that. We have that. And God is energizing in us to do of his good pleasure. As Jesus encouraged and spoken the leaders, that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. In my name means we have the same authority, just like Jesus did. In my name is something like, just like he did. We pray to God in my name. Thanks to God, give thanks and so forth in my name. In my name is just like I do. I don't think Jesus, when he prayed to the Father, he says, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying to you. In the name of Jesus, or in the name of Jehovah, I am ministering healing to you. I cast out devils, speaking to the devil, in the name of Jehovah, get out. He's not doing that. He just speaks here and there, that, you know, by the inspiration of God. He knows he was the Son of God, and he is the Son of God. And the devils know that he was the Son of God, like Legion, tormenting that man. What a miserable life of this person. When Jesus arrived to the other side of the shore where that Legion guy was there in the tomb, that area, graveyard kind of area, the evil spirit took him to Jesus, and with amazement and shock, why have you come here? The Son of the Most High God, they know. So there's something that they could recognize. They know you, that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Could be that the angel of the Most High God, they are also with Jesus. I'm sure they were also roaming around with Jesus whenever he went. Not visible, but there, I'm sure. Those mighty angels, the two-thirds of angels, maybe not everyone has to be there, but there, they recognize that, wow, this is the Son of the Most High God. How come you're here so early? Have you come to destroy us? And Jesus spoke, go. One word, I think it was just one word, go. Then bang, they had to go. So we got the really incredible power and ability, and God is continually enlightening our eyes of understanding of this reality. As we walk step by step each day, he is building our confidence. He is showing us our incredible ability we have. Oh, this was Nozomi's testimony just 2 days ago. 2 days, 3 days ago or so, very recent one. She has a house cleaning maid that comes to her floor. We have first, second, third floor, and one room on the rooftop, and solar panels over it, just a picture, giving you the picture. And so Nozomi's floor is on that third floor. She was cleaning, and Nozomi saw that she was kind of just sat on the floor. And she just went to look at her, and she was troubled. This maid was troubled. Her name is Fulan. Fulan was troubled. I think she must be 30 years old or mid not 40, in 30s, and she was breathing heavily in and out, and she saw her, and her neck and her upper part of the chest, it was pumping, like she could see that pumping so rapidly. And Nozomi initially thought, oh my goodness, what happened? That she might have thought that she would just die. But she had the Spirit of God, and God was with her. God just didn't want her to get freaked out. God is so kind, good, and He does whatever way to get us on the right track. Suddenly she just spoke and spoke words, and she says, you are fine. You are okay. Then she, Fulan, was looking at Nozomi, and Nozomi initially didn't know what to say. But then Nozomi said, you say what I say. You repeat what I say. And she said, thank you, God, the Creator, the Most High God, that you have healed me. So Fulan repeated those words. Thank you, God, the Most High God, Most High Spirit, you have healed me. Behold, the pumping stopped. This rapid pumping stopped. And Fulan was amazed, like, whoa, just like that. So she was fine. And Nozomi, after that, shared a little bit of the truth, wonderful God. This is not religion, this and that, but there is living God. And Fulan also believes there is God. She has been taught traditionally. She has never heard this one, what Nozomi has shared, but she recognized that, wow, this way is real because she has experienced and seen it. After that, she continued working, even heavier work. And she was fine. The next day, she came to work. And she said to her, how are you? He said, now I feel so good. I have never felt so good. For a long time, she was not feeling so good. And Nozomi continued about the living God, this truth. And she said, okay, now you say Jesus is Lord. Confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. So she had no problem saying Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. And Fulan said, yes, I believe God has raised him from the dead. So she got born again. So she has now Spirit of God. Nozomi said that you want to attend a fellowship. And Fulan also works in our floors. So she has seen regular basis people coming to my home. She knows and sit with us in the living room. So Nozomi says that these are believers that dads sit with, and they have many wonderful testimonies and things like that. So if you like to sit, you can attend this fellowship. And she says, yes, I would. 2 days ago, I had visitors from Rajasthan state, some from Rajasthan state and some from Mathura, Uttar Pradesh state. Bharatpur is Rajasthan, about total 5 of them, and she joined and sat till the end. And I asked her, what do you think? How do you feel? She said, really nice, and I'm very happy. So God is just smoothly taking care, and our Father's desire is to have all mankind to be saved, all mankind to be endued with power, all mankind to have the right knowledge, accurate knowledge of truth. He wants all men to be saved and come to the accurate knowledge of truth, not the wrong doctrine. Reuben's mom has now right knowledge of God. And God is energizing so much desire in her, together with Father, to do His good pleasure, to minister, to bring other ones that God knows who will need to and should come to the knowledge of the truth and be set free, to be brought to, added to Reuben's mom. So fantastic. And so we have this incredible ability, and we want to use. These signs shall follow. I said and changed the topic, but in my name shall they cast out devils. So in my name, just like Jesus did, with that authority power he had, he already had inherent. It's inherent. So we speak, then it's inherently, the order is coming from the right hand of God. We don't have to feel it this way, that way. Just say. Speaking tongues, you have the inherently this ability to speak directly to the Father. So I don't have to think about it, but the speaking tongues, the perfect thing, the most powerful thing is going on. And it builds me up. Great deal is going on with ease. And prophecy, we have the ability to speak the words from God directly, which is quick and powerful. Life, quick, living energy. Living energy. Life energy goes out of our mouth. So we got it. And we are encouraged to use this ability. And we are encouraging everyone to use it right away. When that thing comes, bang, use it. Not that you have to attend seminar, you have to attend fellowship after receiving this Holy Spirit, 2 years, 3 years, and study the Bible and to become a researcher, which is okay, good, whoever wants to be. But the timing is right away. When that Holy Spirit comes upon you, there's no gap. Right away to use the power. We have the power. And everybody has the power. So we are giving the right doctrine to the ones God is sending to us. And we are continually encouraging by the word that God gives to us, prophecy. And because prophecy is the one that builds the house, edify the ecclesia. So we got it. And back to Patrick and Christelle, will be arriving. And Porrick, from the UK, he's from Ireland. His wife is, but lives in London area. His wife is from Spain and lives in London area together. And Porrick Monaghan will be joining us from the 15th of February. And Beatrice will be returning from her itinerary that she went to Agra with one of the women overseers from Chandigarh. It's in about 4 to 5 hours drive northwest direction from here. They are there since 8th. So 8th, and then returning back on the 15th. And Beatrice, Nozomi, and I will, and Patrick, Christelle, and Porrick, we will fly to Ranchi, Jharkhand state. Southeastern direction, about 1 hour and 45 minutes flight, adjacent state to the West Bengal state, also Bihar state, also Orissa state. And we will begin, and Sambi will hold the fort with Sanjay at home. There are going to be a lot of leaders meeting and fellowships from 17th of February, 18th, 19th in Ranchi in Jharkhand state. 20th, we will fly to Kolkata. Suresh and Jyoti and Prem and another leader, I forgot his name, the leaders from Nepal will join us. Up to 28th, we have fellowships, leaders meeting, full-time leaders meeting, and all wonderful program. On the first, we'll fly back to Delhi from Kolkata. So that's something, wonderful thing that God has planned for us. So, yeah, I would like to share this much today.